The Gospel is written in the book of Matthew, chapter 13, beginning at verse 10, to be found on page 979 in the Church Bible. That's Matthew, chapter 13, beginning at verse 10. The disciples came to him and asked, "Why do you speak to the people in parables?" He replied, "Because the knowledge of the secrets of the kingdom of heaven has been given to you, but not to them. Whoever has will be given more, and they will have an abundance. Whoever does not have, even what they have will be taken from them. This is why I speak to them in parables. Though seeing, they do not see. Though hearing, they do not hear or understand. In them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, 'You will be ever hearing, but never understanding. You will be ever seeing, but never perceiving.' For this people's heart has become calloused. They hardly hear with their ears, and they have closed their eyes. Otherwise, they might see with their eyes, hear with their ears, understand with their hearts, and turn, and I would heal them. But blessed are your eyes, because they see, and your ears, because they hear. For truly I tell you, many prophets and righteous people longed to see what you see, but did not see it, and to hear what you hear, but did not hear it." This is the Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ.
You may find it handy to have that passage open in front of you as we work through it together. But as we come to look at it, let's pray. Father God, as we look at this challenging passage, I just pray that you will give us open ears, open hearts, open minds to hear what you have to say to each one of us this morning. Amen. Now, those who like detail amongst you will have noticed that we seem to have gone backwards in Matthew's Gospel, because last week we did this parable of the sower. Well, this bit comes in the middle, in between the telling of the parable of the sower and the explanation. So that's why we've just gone back to verse 10 in chapter 13. To wrestle with this passage around why does Jesus talk in parables. Many of you may be familiar with Two Ronnies sketch set in a hardware store. Ronnie Barker is the customer and has a list of things he would like to buy, and his shopkeeper is Ronnie Corbett. The sketch starts with the customer asking for what sounds like four candles, and the shopkeeper takes out four candles. But the customer merely repeats his request, and the shopkeeper is very confused. The customer rephrases his request to reveal, in fact, he wanted four candles. Handles for forks. The sketch continues with each item being misunderstood. O's was not a garden hose, but the letter O for his garden gate. However, the request for P's was not for a letter P for his garden gate, but a tin of P's. And so it goes on. And it's a wonderful illustration of how things can be misinterpreted or interpreted in different ways. To those in the know, the customer in this case, it was obvious what he meant and what he wanted. But to the poor shopkeeper, he just did not understand. And so it is with the parables that Jesus used. To some, they understood the meaning, but many didn't. So today we're going to explore this passage about why Jesus uses parables when talking to people. So far in Matthew's Gospel, Jesus has been busy. He's been teaching, preaching, healing. He's gathered his disciples. He's been traveling. He's been showing and telling people who he is. But not everyone has understood. He's also begun to gather some enemies. The Pharisees were already plotting to kill him. And then here in chapter 13, Jesus is surrounded by so many people by the lake that he gets into a boat and starts talking to the gathered crowd and tells them a story, a parable, and his disciples wonder why. So what is a parable? Well, the ESV Study Bible explains it as a means of communicating through a narrative analogy in order to teach a moral or spiritual lesson. Jesus used parables, and they produced very different results in different people. They hide the truth from some while communicating the truth to others, including the disciples. Those listening need to take a moment to let the story sink in, and then maybe they have a light bulb moment and understand, but not always. So here in chapter 13, Jesus has just told the parable of the sower, and the disciples are wondering why. Picture the scene. Jesus is in a boat talking to the crowd, and he starts talking about sowing seeds. The disciples are confused, and probably so are most of the crowd. Perhaps the disciples were thinking, why is he talking about farming? Surely fishing would have been a better analogy here. The disciples decide to ask Jesus why he is speaking to the people in parables. And Jesus' response might seem a bit harsh at first, because he says, because the knowledge of the secrets of the kingdom of heaven has been given to you, but not to them. Jesus is saying that some people, like the disciples, will understand, however, others will not. So let's explore this a bit more and why Jesus spoke in parables. There's four reasons we're going to look at this morning. The first is that parables can be used to teach lessons. Then parables can be used to reveal truth. Parables can also be used to hide truth, and parables serve to fulfill prophecy. So let's start with thinking about how Jesus used parables to teach lessons. There are lots of parables throughout the Bible. Commentators seem to argue about exactly how many there are. Anything up to 200 in total is what I've read. But Jesus told around 38. The parable of the sower is around about the 10th story Jesus told. So maybe it's not a surprise that the disciples asked the question, why do you speak in parables at this point? This wasn't a one-off. Jesus had done it numerous times. And the disciples were confused as to why Jesus was taking this approach when not everyone understood what he was saying. But as we look through the Gospels, it's clear through how many times Jesus used parables, and because of the reactions of those who heard them, that parables serve to teach lessons to people. Think about some stories we might have heard as children. Hans Christian Andersen's The Little Mermaid or Emperor's New Clothes. Moral lessons cloaked in a story that we could understand and relate to, even if we didn't understand the full meaning at the time. I could say to you, stop being horrible to that person who looks different to you. Might be better if I say, let me tell you the story of an ugly duckling. Parables were also used in the Old Testament. For example, the prophet Nathan used one to confront David's sin with Bathsheba. In 2 Samuel chapter 12, Nathan talked about how there were two men in the same city, one rich, the other poor. The rich man had a flock of sheep and herds of cows, whereas the poor man had nothing but one little female lamb, which grew up with him and his children as a member of the family. One day a traveller called in on the rich man, and the rich man wanted to make a meal for his visitor. So he took the poor man's lamb and prepared a meal to set before his guest. On hearing the story, David was outraged at the actions of the rich man. And then Nathan said, but you are the man. And immediately David realized he had sinned. Stories have a way of sticking in our heads that straight lecturing just doesn't. Stories help us see things from a different perspective and with a sense of objectivity that we may not have if we were told something directly. Jesus used experiences, illustrations, and stories to convey his message, because they helped engage people, keep them interested, and helps them to understand. I don't know about you, but I find it much easier to remember a story than just a bunch of facts or a whole load of information. Imagine if Jesus hadn't used the parable of the sower, and he just said something like, some of you will hear the gospel and it will just fall on deaf ears. Some of you will get excited about it for a little while and then drift away. Some of you will hear the word but then get distracted by other worldly material things. But some of you will hear the good news and take it to heart and go on to share it with others. It probably wouldn't have had much of an impact, would it? People may become disgruntled about what Jesus was saying about them not listening or drifting away from their faith. Of course, I would never do that. Whereas the parable of the sower shares the same message in a much more engaging way, and a way that challenges the hearer to think in order to understand. And that leads us to our second point. The parables can be used to reveal truth. When the disciples ask Jesus why he speaks in parables, his immediate response is, "Because the knowledge of the secrets of the kingdom of heaven has been given to you." Jesus is saying that some people will understand the parables and will learn from them, that they would understand the truth. But just who is this knowledge for? Just his disciples? Well, no, it's for those who have a close walk with Jesus and live for him. Understanding is reserved for those who are serious about living for Christ, those who truly have let Jesus into their hearts and want to live for him. This isn't about how smart or intelligent we are or how pious we are following the religious rules of the day. If that were the case, the Pharisees would have worked it all out and would have understood what Jesus was saying. And Jesus may not have had all the arguments with them. But they didn't get it because they had no interest in learning from Jesus or living for him. As we read in chapter 12, they were too busy plotting to kill him. They didn't understand Jesus and didn't want to understand him and what it meant to follow him. They were too wrapped up in their religious laws and pious ways. But for those who commit to living for Jesus, he opens their hearts and minds to understanding. In John 14, verse 21, Jesus says, "Whoever has my commands and keeps them is the one who loves me. The one who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love them and show myself to them." But what does this mean for us sat here today? If you're a Christian, it's about taking what we know about Jesus, what it means to follow him, and putting his words into practice, making Jesus known through sharing the gospel, serving here in St. Pat's, living lives that bring God glory, taking time to read the Bible and learn what it means for us and how we live. And as we do that, we will come to know more and more about Jesus, and he will reveal more of himself to us. But please don't misunderstand me. Just because you don't understand a certain parable now doesn't mean you won't understand it later or that you're not really a Christian. In verse 16, Jesus says, "But blessed are your eyes because they see, and your ears because they hear." The key is what's in our heart. If we have an earnest desire to learn from Jesus and live for him, then he's going to give us all we can understand, and help us gain the capacity for even more understanding. And as we learn more, our enthusiasm to want to learn even more and grow in our faith should grow. But the opposite is also true. If you're not interested in following Jesus, then don't expect him to give you all sorts of truths and understanding. And that leads me to the third main function of parables, and that is that parables can be used to hide truth. That seems really odd, doesn't it? Because that's what Jesus says to the disciples at the end of verse 11. "Because the knowledge of the secrets of the kingdom of heaven has been given to you, but not to them." In other words, the truth about what it is to be a Christian is for the followers of Jesus, but not for those who do not follow him. That's a hard message to hear, isn't it? It seems contradictory. Surely the gospel is for everyone. And it is. But as the parable of the sower shows us, not everyone wants to hear the gospel. Not everyone puts their roots into the Bible, preferring the material thing of this world to be their anchor. Jesus talked a lot about God's love for everybody. And in 2 Peter 3, verse 9, it says, "The Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. Instead, he is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance." So how does this statement that God doesn't want anyone to perish, he wants everyone to be saved, square with Jesus' words here? Well, it's like I said before, it's about our hearts. If we have no heart to hear Jesus, if we don't want to listen to what he wants to say to us, then we won't understand the gospel message. It's like those people who say, "If God just wrote my name in the sky, then I'd believe." But that's not what faith is. Faith is believing that Jesus died on the cross for our sins and rose again. And as Jesus said to Thomas when he asked to see his wounds from the cross in John 20, "Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." There were lots of people in the crowd, including the Pharisees, who did not accept the words of Jesus, even when he spoke clearly and frankly, just as there are plenty of people who do the same today. If a person isn't really interested in following Christ, then they won't understand the parables. They won't grasp the truth they contain. So Jesus can use these stories to encourage his followers whilst hiding the truth from those who disagree or even who want to harm him. It struck me when considering these two reasons, to reveal the truth and to hide it, that Jesus is using the same analogy in the parable of the sower. Those who hear the message and understand are the seeds sown on fertile soil, whilst those who don't hear it are either on rocky soil, strangled by the thorns, or parched by the sun. They all reject the message and so don't understand it. So let's move on to our final reason why Jesus used parables, and that is to fulfill prophecy. In responding to the disciples' question, Jesus quotes a prophecy found in Isaiah 6, verses 9 to 10. "You will be ever hearing, but never understanding. You will be ever seeing, but never perceiving. For this people's heart has become calloused. They hardly hear with their ears, and they have closed their eyes. Otherwise, they might see with their eyes, hear with their ears, understand with their hearts, and turn, and I would heal them." Again, this relates directly to the fact that there are those who will never get it spiritually. As Jesus puts it, "Though seeing, they do not see. Though hearing, they do not hear or understand." Why is that? Well, we find the answer in verse 15. "For this people's hearts have become calloused. They hardly hear with their ears, and they have closed their eyes." People who don't want to hear the gospel message harden their hearts to God. They think they don't need him in their lives. The Pharisees wanted to kill Jesus and are looking for an excuse to do so. Today, people think they don't need God. The world gives them everything they need, and so they close their ears and eyes to the gospel message. But notice who did the closing of the eyes here. Was it God? No, it was the people themselves. In other words, this is a purposeful decision to ignore God and his word. They turn away from God, refusing to hear or see what Jesus is wanting to teach them. And each time they do this, their hearts become more hardened to hearing the message. God knew this was going to happen, and he spoke about it in 700 years before Jesus came to earth. And that's the prophecy recorded in Isaiah 6. But there's also hope in the prophecy, in the second half of verse 15, when Jesus says, "Otherwise, they might see with their eyes, hear with their ears, understand with their hearts, and turn, and I would heal them." So it is very sad when people won't listen, won't try to understand what God is saying to them. But if you're not yet a Christian, take heart from this verse. Open your eyes, hear with your ears, understand with your heart, and turn to Jesus, and he will heal you. He will accept you into his family. All we need to understand to become a Christian is that Jesus died on the cross and was resurrected for our sins, that we might have eternal life. The rest will follow as you grow as a Christian. So we've explored the four reasons that Jesus used parables: to teach lessons, to reveal the truth, to hide the truth, and to fulfill prophecy. As I come to finish, what does this mean for us here and now? I've got a question for you to consider. Are we listening? Verse 9, which I know is outside of our reading, but Jesus says, "Whoever has ears, let him hear." In other words, pay attention and take Jesus' words to heart. That's our challenge. When we read the words of Christ, or any part of the Bible for that matter, are we listening for what the Spirit might be telling us? Do we take time to reflect on those words and what they mean to us today? How can they help us grow in our faith and understand Jesus just a little bit more? If you don't read your Bible every day, maybe start. Get some Bible notes to help with your understanding. Reading the Bible can be hard at times. If you're not in a home group, think about joining one. It's a great place to wrestle with Scripture and grow in understanding. And there's also our Hope Explored course, which is a fantastic introduction or reminder of what it is to be a Christian and follow Jesus. And we have a course starting this week. So if you want to know more, have a word with Dave Atkinson. I don't know about you, but some of the parables are so familiar, stories I've heard since childhood. Sometimes it's easy to switch off when hearing them again, thinking, "Oh, I've heard this before. I won't hear anything new." But what I have realised is that each time we read a familiar parable, or any part of the Bible, we should come with open hearts and minds, expectant to see what God will reveal to us this time. I seem to have lost my last page. Oh, there we go. The parables are stories that encapsulate nuggets of kingdom truth that we can remember, ponder, and share with others, helping us and them grow in understanding, grow in faith, and change to become a little more like Jesus. And one final thing, a shameless plug. If this has piqued your interest in parables, then can I encourage you to think about coming on the retreat weekend in January, where we're going to spend the whole weekend looking at stories that Jesus told.